शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
on the day of the Sadguru,
आप सबकी याद लेके,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances,
मैं वतन में पहुंच,
as I reach the subtle region,
वतन में क्या देखती हूँ?
What did I see there?
चारों ही तरफ अलग अलग प्रकार,
in all four directions,
सजावट थी,
there were different types of decoration.
दूर से आते हुए दिखाई दिए,
and Baba appeared to be coming from a distance.
बाबा के हाथ में एक बहुत सुंदर पेंटिंग थी,
it was a very beautiful painting in Baba's hands.
बहुत सुंदर सुंदर lights चमक रही थी,
and about the painting were beautiful sparkling lights. As Baba came closer, Baba said, child, do you know where the father went today? So rather than reply, my attention was drawn to the painting. I said, Baba, this painting is very beautiful and the lights around it are sparkling very beautifully. Baba said, Baba visited all the centers of the world, all the children, all the children were expressing their thoughts of their spiritual endeavor, their pure wishes. So it's as though Baba has merged all those pure wishes and thoughts of the children in this painting. So the different color lights represent the different blessings, the different good wishes. So that was giving off different feelings. Today Baba did not go alone on this tour, but Baba took also all the members of the advance party as well. And Baba and the advance party members were seeing what kind of transformation was taking place and to what extent the children were reaching their stage of perfection, what facilities are being created for destruction. They were also watching the fear that's in the world. The children have received the responsibility of bringing about world transformation, so what extent are the children moving towards that aim and towards fulfilling that aim? So sometimes the children are flying towards that aim, towards fulfilling the aim, but sometimes while they're flying, while moving upwards, they face different gusts of wind, of situations, and then they stop in between, and then they're neither up, neither then they're down. Because they're stuck in the middle, they sometimes face complications, and then there's a difference in their spiritual endeavor. Baba wants to see all of his children reach a very high stage, a very elevated stage, become perfect and complete the task of world transformation quickly. So Baba was saying this. Baba has great pride in the children. The Baba's right hands have come to Madhuban, Pandavan. So even before I could share the news with Baba, Baba knew everything. Baba emerged, Baba's beloved right hand teachers who have come for their bhakti. So these are those who have full faith in the father, they are the ones who have rights, all rights. So Baba emerged this group of teachers from Delhi. Baba then emerged a scene which was very different. each of the teachers, each of the souls were seated on their individual thrones. And there were different size shaped hearts. I then told Baba, the thrones are very beautiful. But I had the thought of why the hearts were in different sizes, different shapes. So Baba said, do you know who these children are? So Baba said, these children are from Delhi, those who have claimed a right to the father's heart throne, they are Baba's right hands, they are the ones who are going to reveal or glorify the father, so they have come to Pandavavan. And Baba is welcoming all of them to in the subtle region. But Baba then still didn't explain why the hearts were in front of everyone were in different sizes. Baba then made everyone stand in a V shape and was showering a lot of love on them. Baba then said, Baba has a special attention, vision on such places, the world's attention is also on such places, cities. This is also the place that's going to be our future kingdom. And so the children are always concerned about how the flag of revelation will be hoisted from this land. They have to make even further, firmer plans so that the task of establishment can take place quickly. So the children had some questions, isn't it? I said, yes. So Baba said, these are all children with very vast, very large hearts. They are, even though they have vast hearts, sometimes they have to give blessings to others, share blessings, but they are a bit miserly in sharing blessings with others. You have received so many blessings from the Father. So, along with blessings, you have to give others experiences so that you can give the message of the Father's company to every soul. You can give them the experience of the attainments they can receive from the Father. Baba was smiling and then said, why does the heart become small at times? It's because there isn't sufficient clarity. Sometimes because of the lack of clarity, children then have the burden of a variety of thoughts on their heads, and so the heart becomes small and smaller and smaller. So now, according to the time, what do the children have to do? With your elevated thoughts and pure thoughts, create such power that you become like a magnet. No matter where souls are sitting, send them the vibrations of your thoughts and the vibrations of Baba's love. Send these vibrations to any corner of the world so that even if those souls do not want to be attracted here, they will have experiences that this light and power, they should wonder where this light and power is coming from. So, have this practice now. The children do make good spiritual endeavor. But within that, do not add any of your own thoughts. Baba wants to see everything very clear, very transparent. So when there is clarity within you, and when you send vibrations to others, they will feel, souls will feel that you are sitting in front of them and sharing this with them, even though they are at a distance. So the children have to pay special attention to this. So obviously you cannot travel to every spot, every area. When your thoughts are clean and clear and pure, then souls at a distance will feel as though these angels are right in front of me and they are giving me a variety of experiences. All these children are those who have full rights. The father has great pride in them. They are right hands anyway. But Baba wants to create such a plan that they can glorify the father. So I then asked Baba, what can you clarify, what kind of plan they should make? They've done their, completed their bhakti here. So Baba said, yes. So they're going away after, they're going to be leaving from here after completing their bhakti. So create, have tapasya programs in their own respective centers. Create such a light of tapasya from the centers so that it's as though it's like an explosion of power and light that spreads all around to enable others to have these experiences. All of you are experienced already, but you have to give these experiences to others. Baba emerged everyone and was giving everyone drishti. I then said, Baba, I brought the bhog. So Baba said, these are all my dearly beloved children. So they were the Delhi teachers. Baba also emerged many instrument teachers from Bharat and foreign lands, and he was giving all of them drishti. Baba then fed everyone bhog. Baba said, the father is going to give the children a gift today. So when Baba said that, a tilak appeared on each one's forehead. On the tilak was written in light was, may you be the embodiment of the tapasya. So time is reminding all of you about tapasya. When you are the embodiment of the tapasya, it's going to help you in every situation. So become the embodiment of the tapasya, become the embodiment of success. So these are the blessings Baba was giving everyone. So a tilak appeared on each one's forehead, and light that emerged from each one's tilak was creating an atmosphere of the tapasya. And it was as though the lights of success were also emerging. Baba smiled and said, all of these children are Baba's right hands. So as more they become the embodiment of the tapasya, they will continue to progress. Baba then gave lots and lots of remembrances to everyone and said, each child has to emerge very powerful thoughts of tapasya, of becoming, of having unlimited disinterest, so that you have special experiences and you'll be able to bring other souls closer to the Father and glorify the Father in front of all. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.